On September 9th, the World War II Liberty ship SS John W. Brown will be celebrating its 75th anniversary with a cruise. Paul Johnson, seaman on the John W. Brown, is with me in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you, Diana. Nice to be here.
You've been affiliated with the John W. Brown for 15 years, yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Started back in the early 2000s.
And you're a volunteer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do all kinds of work aboard the ship as a seaman, all kinds of maintenance stuff and unloading cargo and things like that, yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit of everything.
So the John W. Brown was used in World War II. She was built in Baltimore and launched in 1942. She's been in service for 75 years and continuous in one form or another, yes?
Couple short periods that it was out of service, but after the war, it spent 35 years as a high school in New York City. Then it was laid up for several years from 83 through 88 when our organization got it, towed it up to Baltimore, and started reconditioning it.
There were 2,710 Liberty ships built during World War II. Only two of them remain in use today, and the John W. Brown is one of them. That's pretty remarkable, I think.
Yeah, yeah. They were built to be a short-lived ship and an emergency ship, and they filled that need very well during the war, and the Brown and the Jeremiah O'Brien in San Francisco are the two that are left, and both are operating museum ships.
One on each coast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Baltimore built more Liberty ships than any other area in the country, correct?
Yeah, the Bethlehem Steel Yard in Fairfield built more ships than any other one shipyard during the war. And that's where the Brown was built.
The Liberty ships carried passengers and cargo during the war, and they were armed, yes?
They were armed, yeah. They were armed in 1941, November. They started arming all merchant ships for defensive purposes. Of the 2,700 and odd Liberty ships built, about 330 of them were converted to be limited capacity passenger carriers. And those passenger carriers had more armament than a typical Liberty for better defense.
Now, they were merchant ships, and there's a distinction between that and a Navy vessel.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yeah, they're operated by civilians. The entire crew was civilian. However, during the war, there was a contingent of naval armed guard aboard who operated the guns on the ship. So you had a merchant crew anywhere of 32 to 45 merchant seamen, and a naval armed guard crew anywhere from 20 to about 45 naval armed guard to operate the guns.
I want to go back to what you said about these ships being built quickly and considered sort of disposable, really. They thought they were successful if they completed one voyage. The John W. Brown made 13 complete voyages during World War II.
Yeah, it started. Its initial voyage was from New York in November of 42 to the Persian Gulf. It was an eight-month voyage, and then it made a number of voyages to the Mediterranean, North Africa, Italy, and participated in the invasion of Italy and France and also North Africa.
And yet, it was built with, shall we say, not the latest technology.
No, the design was really patterned after tramp steamers of the late 19th century. It's got a triple expansion steam engine, which is really antiquated, but they were easy to build and easy to train people to operate, and that's the reason they chose to use that type of engine.
And the Brown would have cost $1.75 million in 1942. What would that equate to today?
Oh, gosh, probably 10 to 15 times that amount, I would think.
When and how did the John W. Brown return to Baltimore?
It was a high school, as I mentioned, in New York City from 1946 through 1982. And after the city no longer needed it as a school, they taught maritime trades. It was given back to the government, and there was a group that tried to find a berth for it in New York City, and they were unable to do so. So it was towed down to the reserve fleet in the James River. Somehow, the group in New York contacted some acquaintances in Baltimore, and the folks in Baltimore found a berth for it in Baltimore. And in 1988, it was towed up to Baltimore and has been there ever since.
And where exactly is the Brown's berth in Baltimore?
It's on Clinton Street at Pier 1, which is one of the commercial wharfs, and it's not real visible if you don't know where you're going there.
I know the Brown goes out occasionally and makes stops in Fells Point from time to time. I was fortunate enough to be on her for the 4th of July fireworks this year. You do cruises as well. How often do those happen?
We generally do two to three a year. year. This year, we're doing two out of Baltimore. We did one in early June, and we're doing one on September 9th, and that'll represent the 75th anniversary of the launching of the Brown on Labor Day of 1942. And that's a six-hour cruise. We board at the cruise terminal and board from 8 to 9:30. We leave at 10. We have an air show. We'll feed you lunch, a continental breakfast, a snack in the afternoon, have reenactors aboard, World War II type entertainment, and 4 o'clock we'll get you off and back to like the 2017s.
So the air show that you mentioned, if that happens, it's weather permitting. The planes that will be used are World War II vintage planes, the real thing.
Yeah, these planes are obviously very old, too. And if the weather isn't good, they're not taking off. They generally come from Reading or Northern Virginia, so they've got a pretty good distance to fly.
This is the 75th anniversary cruise of the World War II Liberty ship SS John W. Brown, taking place on September 9th. More information is available at 410-558-0646 or online at sswbrown.org. I've been speaking today with Paul Johnson, who is a seaman aboard the SS John W. Brown. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Diana.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.